Translation by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. The Lord, who is the controller of all energies, thus creates, by His own potency, eternal time, the fate of all living entities, and their particular nature, for which they were created. And He again merges them independently. But the creation of the material world, wherein the conditioned souls are allowed to act subordinately by the Supreme Lord, takes place again and again, after being repeatedly annihilated. The material creation is something like a cloud in the unlimited sky. The real sky is the spiritual sky, eternally filled with the rays of the Brahma Jyoti. And a portion of this unlimited sky is covered by the Mahatattva cloud of the material creation, in which the conditioned souls who want to lord it against the will of the Lord are put into play as they desire under the control of the Lord by the agency of His external energy. As the rainy season appears and disappears regularly, the creation takes place and is again annihilated under the control of the Lord, as confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita 8:19. So the creation and annihilation of the material worlds is a regular action of the Lord, just to allow the conditioned souls to play as they like and thereby create their own fate of being differently created again in terms of their independent desires at the time of annihilation. The creation therefore takes place at a historical date. The process of creation and annihilation is called anadi, or without reference to date regarding time of the creation first took place, because the duration of even a partial creation is 8,640 million years. The law of creation is, however, as mentioned in the Vedic literatures, that it is created at certain intervals, and it is again annihilated by the will of the Lord. The whole material or even the spiritual creation is a manifestation of the energy of the Lord, just as the light and heat of a fire are different manifestations of the fire's energy. The Lord therefore exists in His impersonal form by such expansion of energy, and the complete creation rests on His impersonal feature. Nonetheless, He keeps Himself distinct from such creation as the Purnam, complete. So no one should wrongly think that His personal feature is not existent due to His impersonal unlimited expansions. The impersonal expansion is a manifestation of His energy, and He is always in His personal feature despite His innumerable unlimited expansions of impersonal energies. This is referred to in Bhagavad Gita 9.5-7. We'll come back to that in a minute. For human intelligence, it is very difficult to conceive how the whole creation rests on His expansion of energy. But the Lord has given a very good example in the Bhagavad Gita. It is said that although the air and the atoms rest within the huge expansion of the sky, which is like the resting reservoir of everything materially created, still the sky remains separate and unaffected. Similarly, although the Supreme Lord maintains everything created by His expansion of energy, He always remains separate. This is accepted even by Shankaracharya, the great advocate of the impersonal form of the Absolute. He says, Narayana paro vyaktat, or Narayan exists separately, apart from the impersonal creative energy. The whole creation thus merges within the body of transcendental Narayan at the time of annihilation. And the creation emanates from His body again with the same unchanging categories of fate and individual nature. The individual living entities, being parts and parcels of the Lord, are sometimes described as Atma, qualitatively one in spiritual constitution. But because such living entities are apt to be attracted to the material creation, actively and subjectively, they are therefore different from the Lord. Om jnananti mirandasya jnanan jnanan shalakaya chakshuramanitamena tasmai shri guruvai namaha shri chaitanya manobhistam stapitam yena bhutale swayam rupa kadamayam dadati swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavam Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sarganara Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sarganara Lalita Vishakran Visham Tam Sajivam Hare Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namaste Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sutadevi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarupyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhaivacha Patichanaham Pavane Bhyo Vishnabhyo Namo Namah Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasudev Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So today is a very nice auspicious day. It's called Akshaya Tithriya, Akshatrithya, it's a tongue twister, Trithya. And also, we have to discuss a little bit about Mother Kulangana, not Kalangana, Kulangana. It is her appearance day today as well. When was she born, Radhakanta Prabhu? Exact date? Third May 1932. So Mother Kulangana ki jai. Kulangana ki jai. That's very nice. Okay, so I will divide the class. It's only half an hour, so maybe 10 minutes each. 10 minutes in this verse. And then 10 minutes we'll talk about Akshatrithya, Trithya. And then maybe 5-10 minutes on Mother Kulangana. So if you allow me to speak like that, that would be nice, and we can cover a lot of things. So with regard to Bhagavatam, I'm going to read mainly notes, which I normally used to make about 20, 30 years ago. I always make nice notes, what I study, you know, in class or whatever. So someone actually has printed my notes. And that is this book called Bhagavata Subodhini. Right? In Radha Gopinath temple, you know, in Chopati. So they've actually done the homework for me. And it's all ready. So I'm going to read, actually. No, seriously, I know. I used to make notes like this, nice, colorful notes. Graphs. And so we can cover this part very easily, actually. Because I've only got 10 minutes, so I've worked this out, actually. So it's 2-5. Okay, so Canto 2 is overview of, creation. So 2-5 is the cause of all causes. And I've actually put this on my phone, so anybody who wants this, no one would buy the book, and they want the information about creation. I've got it on my phone, so you can come back to me after the class, and I'll give it to you, I'll forward it to you. Okay, so answers to, Brahma is being asked some questions by Narada Muni. That Narada Muni, he thinks that Brahma has created everything. So Brahma is now answering questions to Narada Muni. He's clarifying his doubts. Brahma is saying, I'm not the creator. There is somebody higher than me. Because Narada Muni asked him, you seem to be always doing tapa, 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 tapa. You know, so it's a bit like that example when somebody comes and sees Sanatana Goswami put the some jewel, you know, yeah, as a stone, touchstone, and he throws it in the bin. So then people wonder, why did you throw it in the bin? It probably is useless, you know, whatever. But there's a higher aim, this bhakti. So here, Narad Muni is saying, you know, you're always doing tapa, 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 tapa. So there must be somebody higher. You're doing tapa on somebody else. So then, of course, Brahma says, you know, I'm not the creator. I'm just doing what Lord Krishna has already done. And another example is, you know, Arjun. Arjun thinks, you know, he wants to fight, or he initially doesn't want to fight, but then later on he says he wants to fight. He agrees to fight. But then in the 11th chapter, yeah, Krishna confirms that, don't worry, I've already killed them. I've done everything, you know. All you have to do is just fight, you know, again. So he just wants to give credit to his devotees. That's Krishna, you know. He wants to give credit to Brahma. He wants to credit to Arjun. And later on in the whole of the Bhagavatam, he's always giving credit to somebody or other. So here we'll just try and summarize where we are. So in the creation, there are three Vishnus. And the order it comes is Karana Dakshaya Vishnu, and then Mahavishnu, and then last one is Shiro Dakshaya Vishnu. So, Karana Dakshaya Vishnu, I made my note, and then we'll refer back again to what we're doing. Karana causes Mahavishnu to appear. Karana is in charge of total cause, which we are going to discuss now. Mahavishnu creates the total material energy known as Mahatattva. And Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, he enters into all the universes. And Shirodakshaya Vishnu enters into even us, you know, as Paramatma, Super Soul. This is Shirodakshaya. And every atom also, Shirodakshaya Vishnu is present in every atom. So Paramatma is Shirodakshaya Vishnu. All the universes are created by Garbhodakshaya Vishnu. And Karana Dakshaya Vishnu is the actual original cause. Yeah? So that's how it goes. So let's go back again to the notes which I've copied. So Karana Dakshaya Vishnu on this page, he is the original, and then material nature, Pradhan. Pradhan is in an inactive state. This Mahatattva is inactive. It's all the ingredients, but it's inactive. You know, in cooking in a dirty kitchen, you can bring the ingredients together, yeah? Milk, a little bit of sweet rice, yeah? 1/3 cup, and then 1 cup of sugar. Not too much sugar, 1 cup. So, and then the pot is about 2 liters, yes, 2 liters of milk. So I'm giving you an example, a practical example of how to make kheer in a dairy kitchen for Rajbhog. So 2 liters milk, and then we have some little bit of sugar, and then rice. But rice you add after the boil is, water is, milk is boiled, yeah? So then you add some rice. And that rice you actually soak before you add straight away. You soak in water and put it aside. So the ingredients are there, basically, yeah? So Pradhan or Mahatattva are the ingredients. And then Krishna, as Shirodakshaya Vishnu, and he glances. His glance is the main thing which activates all this Pradhan. So that's how it's created. You know, without the kheer doesn't come just like this. You have to create it. So you boil the milk, etc., and add things. So here it says clearly, Karana Dakshaya Vishnu, Lord Swamsa. There are Swamsa, his personal expansion, and then Vibhin Amsha is us. We are all parts and parcels. So this is Swamsa, his expansion. His glance impregnates jivas into material nature. So we don't just appear like this. It is only because of his glance. And actually, we will find later that Krishna, he doesn't do this himself. He actually employs Lord Shiva. Because he's in charge of material nature. Yeah? So he employs Lord Shiva. It's called Sadashiva. He's the actual person who actually touches the material nature. Yeah? So it's not Krishna. Krishna is aloof. Krishna is transcendental. He's always doing Rasa Lila and all these different thing activities. He's too busy. Sometimes serious Prabhu here, although so many people come, he's also busy. Correct. Everyone is busy here in the temple. This temple is very busy and Krishna himself is busy. He has 16,108 wives in Dwarka. 16,100. Narada Muni went there and tried to check what he's doing in each palace. But he's busy. And differently. Each palace is different. So that's interesting, you know. So this Karana Raksha Vishnu then glances on the Pradhan, the material nature. And the material nature, these three modes, goodness, passion, ignorance, that is material nature. That is manifested from Krishna's energy. Krishna has got a lot of energies, too many energies, too much energies, unlimited energies. And these are just examples of few of his energies. Yeah? And then this Vishnu's glance goes on the Mahatattva, and then we are formed. You know, the kid is made after you do all that, and then you have to wait, and then keep stirring, otherwise you got to spend 10 minutes in washing one pot. So if you don't stir the kheer, yeah, you'll have to wash up, you know, put muscle into it, which you don't want. Any milk products, they're hard to wash, the utensils. Any milk products, so be careful, yeah. So that's practical guidance I'm giving you, that bit. Okay, so Mahatattva. And then that, in the arrow here, it goes, ahankara. This is how, you know, everything is made, from ahankara. Now, but ahankara is divided into three modes again. Goodness, passion, and ignorance. So, ahankara, we know, it's predominantly in tamas. You know, it's ignorance. But, it also has got goodness, passion, and ignorance. Now, with the goodness, there is a term called karta. Karta, you know, apne kariye chhe shu in Gujarati, kariye chhe shu, karo. In Sanskrit it says karta. What are you going to do? So doer, karta. Yeah? Karta means doer. And then karana. What is the karan? What is the karan? It's, again, you know, Sanskrit, Gujarati, Hindi, you know, anybody can learn a little bit in what it means karan. What is the cause? So this whole subject today we are doing is karan. What is the cause? So that's the second one, and it's mainly to deal with passion. And as you know, who is in charge of mode of passion? Of the three Vishnus? Lord Brahma. So it is very, you know, clear. Lord Brahma is in charge of passion. Lord Shiva is in charge of ignorance. Lord Vishnu is in charge of goodness, maintenance. So it all is fitting in these notes. Yeah, nicely. So passion is karana, cause. Yeah, and then ignorance is karya, the effect. Karya, 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 karya. So then it's summarized here that karta, the goodness, is Adi Deva. Adi Deva. So it's to do with demigods, yes? And then Karana, the cause which we are discussing about today, that is called Kriya Shakti and is Adiatma. Adi Atma. It's to do with Atma. And then the ignorance is called Karya, effect, Dravya Shakti, that is Adi Bhuta. Adi Bhuta. So then we go again in the chart. Adi Deva is mind and 10 senses. So what are the 10 senses? I'll read. And you can make notes if you want, but otherwise it is all on record or online, so you can make notes later. So one is ear, eyes, skin, nose, tongue, hands, feet, voice, anus, genitals. They are the 10 senses. And then the 10 devatas, each relating to each one, I think I'm running out of time. So I won't repeat that, but that's technical. But it's all listed on this graph, photo or whatever. And then we are discussing about passion. So karana, what is the cause, adhyatma, 10 senses, and intelligence. So again, those 10 senses and intelligence come in, right? And that's what we are going to discuss today. So let me just briefly conclude. The Supreme Lord's glance on the sum total of material energy, Maya, infuses it with time. So Krishna's glance with time and destiny, karma, and the nature, swabhav, of all the jivas, thereby agitating it. So there are five factors, yeah? Four factors or five factors. Symptoms of the universe. The five components of this universe are non-different from Lord Vasudev, being his differentiated parts and parcels. Nothing but he exists in truth. So there are, one is jiva, one is kala, swabhav, karma, yeah? They're all connected, and that's how the Lord glances on them. And time is the main factor. Time is the main factor. Kala. The agitated equilibrium state, pradhan, then produces mahatattva. So we have to understand this. The mahatattva is produced from pradhan. Okay? So a state where, which although has all the three modes, is predominantly of goodness and passion due to jnana and kriya saktis. This state further transforms into ahankara, which is predominantly in tamas, which I mentioned earlier. That's it. At each level, the Lord's energy in the form of time produces the subsequent state of transformation. So here, at least today, if we can listen, that time is a major factor. Yes? It's like the cook. He's the major factor in making that sweet rice. Yes? If the cook is not there, sweet rice will not be made. It's simple, isn't it? So Krishna has to be there to make sure everything's going okay. Yes? So it's a simple example, but practical example. Okay, so we'll move on. It's gone more than 10 minutes. I'm sorry, but let's try and finish the other things, because they're all exciting, actually. Very exciting. Okay, Akshatritya. Okay, one, on this day, Lord Parashuram was born. Parashuram. He's the sixth sort of incarnation of Krishna, Lord Parashuram. Now, you heard he's got his axe. That's why it's Parashuram. He's got axe with him. And his father's name is Jamadagni. And his father's, he's very powerful sage. All the sages know everything about everyone and what they are doing, what they're not doing. So one day, unfortunately, his wife was going out and buying some shopping or whatever, but at that time it was all forest, so maybe she went to get the wood, you know, for the fire. But anyway, in doing so, she actually came across some Gandharva who was, busy with another person. But anyway, so her mind, which was very pure, became contaminated. And Jamadagni, he noticed when his wife came back that she's impure now, whatever. So he told his four sons, he had five sons, and he told Parashuram was away somewhere, as Sutapa is always away or, you know, out and about, basically. So Parashuram, same, you know, activity, very, very full, full on. He's out and about. So these four sons were there, and Jamadagni told his sons, you should kill your mother because she is very impure, contaminated. So all these four sons neglected their father's orders. He was getting very angry. And at that time, Parashuram appeared. And then Parashuram, he listened to the father's order, kill your mother. So he said, but Parashuram, he knew the powers of his father, Jamadagni. He knew the powers. So he said, okay, if my father says do this, I'll do it. And so he killed his mother, and then he was also told to kill the other four brothers. So he killed all of them. And then, of course, Jamadagni is very benevolent and, you know, very pleased that his son did this. Then he asked him for a benediction. What do you want, my son, Parashuram? What do you want? I'll give you a benediction. So he said, okay, can you do me one favor? Make my mother and my brothers alive again? So it was the same thing. So anyway, that's what happened there. So that's appearance of Lord Parashuram today. Yeah? Akshati Tritiya. Okay, let's move on to the next one. Next one is, let's see. Ganges, River Ganga. Actually, today is the day River Ganga appeared. And Ganga is, this was a big long story with Bhagirath's ancestors and, you know, the generations. Nobody could actually have the power to bring Ganges from the heavenly planet to the earthly planet. But finally, Bhagirath, he managed to do that. And then Mother Ganga agreed, but she said, I will come to the earth, but with very great force. So if I come like this, then I will probably miss the, I won't stay in earth, I'll probably go straight through into Patala. I'll go to the hellish planet. So then, anyway, the arrangement of the Lord again. They employ the services of Lord Shiva. So Lord Shiva comes and then helps out, and then through his hair, you know, controls the force. And so Mother Ganga comes to earth, you know, softly. And then this whole story actually is re-enliven 60,000 sages who were cursed. And they went to Kapilashram. This is near Ganga Sagar. I've been to the Kapilashram in Ganga Sagar. So there are 60,000 sons. And they actually were not killed by Kapila Muni. They actually were killed by, they killed themselves because of the, they did so much sinful activities themselves, you know. So they actually were burnt themselves into ashes. And the only way to bring them back to life was that Ganga comes, purifies the Ganges, and then they'll come to life. So this is all interesting, you know. So that's what happened. Ganga comes and she purifies everyone. So these 60,000 sons are reborn, basically, okay? So that's another example today, Akshatritya. And then, wonderful example, which I just studied recently, and that is about Sudama. Anybody know a story about Sudama and Krishna? Yeah, that comes up in Canto 10. And Sudama is a very, very good friend of Krishna. When they were little children, they were going to the same school. I have still my friend called Sivji. He has been my school friend from primary school 50 years ago, more than 50 years ago. We are still together. So that's good news. So Krishna and Sudama were school friends. And I've just been to Ujjain. And then in Ujjain is the school of Sandipani Muni. So Krishna, Balaram, and Sudama, those three people, three devotees, three great personalities, I should say, and you know, they went to Gurukul school. So they were very close friends, all three of them. And in Sandipani Muni ashram, they actually learned 64 arts in how many days? 64 days. 64 arts in 64 days. Okay, normally it takes years, but you know, obviously these personalities are great personalities. So 64 days. Anyway, I went there, so that was nice. By the way, the you know, the carrier of Lord Shiva, who is it? Nandi. Nandi is a bull. Okay? So in this particular place, Ujjain, where Sandipani Muni's ashram is, it is the only place where Nandi is standing. Okay? He's standing. Nandi is standing because he's offering obeisances to Sandipani Muni and Lord Shiva and everyone. You will not find Nandi standing anywhere else except this temple in Ujjain. So if you do go there, please make a note. Okay? So you go to Sandipani Ashram, Sandipani Muni's ashram. Okay, let's move on. Now there are two little aspects. One, in the Bhagavatam, our devotee from Chopati, he says that Akshapatra, it's a pot which was given to Draupadi, was actually given by Surya, not Surya Narayan, yeah, sun god. He was pleased with Draupadi and he gave as a gift. You take this. And this Akshapatra is a pot and it can make as much food, prasada, as you want. So if there, you know, in your case, you are always wondering how many people are coming for the wedding, how many people are coming for the darshan here at Radha Gokulanana, how much shall we cook, this. So actually, if we get this Akshapatra, it will solve all the problems, really. That can feed as many people as you want. Yeah? So Draupadi actually got this. But unfortunately, one day, as always, Duryodhana is envious of the Pandavas. He arranged for the Pandavas, for Durvasa Muni. He said, Durvasa Muni, can you do me a favor? You are such a nice, great sage and blah, blah, blah. Can you go to where the Pandavas are? You know, but he chose a time when Draupadi had the last meal. She always finishes last. Like most of the Vedic ladies, you know, they allow the husband and the children to eat first and then they eat last. So Draupadi, again, same. She eats last. But once she eats, then no more food for that day from that Akshapatra. You have to wait for the next day. That's how the Akshapatra was. So Duryodhana knew this and he wanted to annoy Pandavas. And then Durvasa comes there and then he comes with his 60,000 disciples and he says, we're going to have a bath. When we come back, we'll have a feast. Yeah. Then all the Pandavas were in anxiety and Krishna then came and helped them out as usual. So Krishna says, okay, let me see that Akshapatra pot. And then Draupadi said, there's none. I cleaned it all properly. But he said, let me have a look. And then one little grain of rice, he then ate. And then all the 60,000 sages and Durvasa Muni at the bank, they were still too much satisfied. And then, of course, Yudhishthira Maharaj, very, very clever person, sent somebody, why don't you come and have your feast? He calls them. And everyone says, no, we are very full. We'll give it a miss this time. You know, so that was nice, you know, that everyone was satisfied. Again, Krishna comes to the rescue. So that's another story. Now, Madhavendra Puri, this is very nice for us because ISKCON, yeah. So Madhavendra Puri, he initiates a Chandan ceremony, yeah, today, Akshatitriya. Madhavendra Puri was told by Lord Krishna Please get me out of this mud, you know, this earth. It's very hot and all these things. This was on Govardhan. So this is how actually another sampradaya, which is following now, they always worship Gopal deity, Gopal deity. So that Gopal deity, it was, you know, Krishna told Madhavendra Puri, take me out. So he was worshipping Gopal deity. And then that Gopal deity is now worshipped in Srinathji in near Rajasthan. But the point is, Gopal said to Madhavendra Puri that I'm feeling very hot. So go and get sandalwood from Malaya Hills. So he went, and on the way he stopped at Remuna. And then Madhavendra Puri, he wanted to taste this sweet rice, which was very famous. So just he wanted to taste, you know, a little bit. But Gopinath, he then desired, he's Krishna. So he then desired that, okay, I'll tell the pujari to wake up in the middle of the night and I'll save this, one of the pots, yeah, of sweet rice. He'll save it behind the deity. So that's the other story that, you know, the pujari wakes up in the middle of the night, he finds that pot of rice and then he gives it to Madhavendra Puri. That, you know, you were thinking about tasting it, here is your pot. Krishna is giving you the pot. So you take this. So everyone knew this story. So when Madhavendra Puri went towards Jagannath, towards this Malaya Hills, to get the sandalwood, chandan, everyone knew what happened. So everyone respected Madhavendra Puri, you know. So then Madhavendra Puri, he comes back with the sandalwood on the way back again to Remuna. And then Krishna says to him, no need to come to Vrindavan. You just give sandalwood here to Gopinath and I'll accept it. We, Gopinath, Gopal, we are all the same. So don't worry going all the way back to Vrindavan. So that's the story today again, that Madhavendra Puri, he then puts sandalwood on Gopinath deity, or asks the pujaris to put, yeah. And so that is starting today. And so it will continue for 21 days, this Chandan Yatra. So it is now followed in Vrindavan, Mayapur, or most temples. But that's especially Radha Gopinath temple, okay, in Remuna. So that's another action today, Akshaya Tritiya. Now I've overtimed myself, isn't it, on Akshaya Tritiya. Anyway, so Rath Yatra carts are made today. Although Rath Yatra is in July, but they are starting to make the Rath Yatra carts on Akshaya Tritiya day, today. Yeah? It starts today. They make them. The other thing is Kuver. Kuver was made the he was in charge. He was made the treasurer of the demigods. So that again happened today. So because he is in charge of gold, etc., most, Vedic culture teaches most people to buy gold today on this day. So all the blacksmiths, goldsmiths, they will all today get very happy. You are happy already. I can see it smiling from that side. Yeah. Very good. And then Vedavyas, he wanted to find somebody to write whatever he's speaking on the Mahabharata. So today is the day when he selected Ganesh. That's why everyone knows Ganesh has got big ears. So big ears, this is a nice diagram, what do you call it in Juhu Beach? What is it? Diorama. So there's a nice diorama in Juhu Temple, ISKCON Juhu Temple. And when you go on the left-hand side, you will find Vedavyas actually with the book. Ganesh is writing on the book and Vedavyas is speaking. So it is there, diorama in ISKCON Juhu. So it's all pictures, you know, all nice, you know. We can make a movie one day. But anyway, this is all nice so far. So that's another thing. Vedavyas appoints Ganesh to write. He's very clever. So he hears and writes very fast. So that was his quality. And we talked about Sudama Krishna, yes, earlier? Yes. So that's it. Okay, so now we should talk a little bit, it's 8:30. We should talk about Mother Kulangana, with your permission. So Mother Kulangana, I'm lucky and fortunate that I have seen her in the deity kitchen when we are there serving the lordships and trying to cook some nice meals for Rajbhog, you know, offerings for Rajbhog. So Mother Kulangana, in my eyes, is one of the dedicated devotees of Srila Prabhupada. If you see her outside the deity kitchen, which is rare, but if you see her outside the deity kitchen, she is with the Bhagavatam. She is with the Bhagavatam, and she is sitting outside here. And she has some loving devotees, loving servants who like to serve Mother Kulangana. So Madan Mohan Prabhu, Radhakanta Prabhu, they will sit next to Mother Kulangana on this bench here and listen to what Mother Kulangana has to say from the Bhagavatam. She will always read Bhagavatam. So, you know, very, very good quality. Now, because I witnessed what she does inside the deity kitchen, I can tell you a few things. One is, that's a good point, Prajana. So did you hear all that? Sorry, people online will not have heard that. Mother Kulangana will not have breakfast until she has read the Bhagavatam to his favorite devotees. So that's a point to note. You know? In fact, Srila Prabhupada did not have breakfast or lunch or evening dinner or whatever before he chanted 4 rounds. So until he finishes 4 rounds, then he will take breakfast. Until he finishes the other 4 rounds, he will have this. So, you know, this tradition is very nice. So, but you're all doing that. Actually, you're all doing that. Because you're not having breakfast before Bhagavatam. You're having breakfast after Bhagavatam. So I think you're all following in the footsteps of the Mahajans. So that's nice. That is nice. Okay, so Mother Kulangana inside the deity kitchen. Now, I did not realize that there's a silver pan, very big, huge pan, where she makes these mangal sweets. Yes? But she has to make the ingredient, as we talked earlier about the sweet rice. So she has to make this from the paneer. She first of all makes the paneer. Yeah, you have to add some little lemon juice. You have to boil the milk. Then you add a little lemon juice or citric acid or yogurt. You know, but you make paneer. So she used to make paneer. And she's one person. When you make paneer, then when you go through the sieve, the water which comes out, okay, it's called whey. W-H-E-Y. And when you... And everyone online, if they go to the gym and they want to build up their muscles, they spend about more than 20 or 30 pounds to buy this whey powder to build the muscles. But Mother Kulangana had a very good idea that all the devotees here can actually build their muscles if we use the whey, the water, and make the dough. So she always used to save the water and then give it to the main kitchen so that we all devotees can have nice, strong parathas and rotis and everything, okay? So she never wasted anything. So this was one thing I observed. The other thing is, once the paneer is made, then she has to lay it on this nice silver pot, pan. But one day she told me to wash that pan after she finished. She always does herself. But one day I got the opportunity. I said, please let me wash. So I tried to wash that. But I couldn't even lift it. You know Swayamvar? You know Swayamvar? Yeah. You know Sita Swayamvar? Yes, no? Sita Swayamvar. You know, somebody had to lift that bow. Whoever lifts the bow and then strings it, they can marry Sita. Do you remember that story? Yeah. So, just had to lift that bow. And I just had to lift this in a pan from the cooker, you know. It was so heavy, I couldn't even lift it. But she lifts it like, you know. So I think she's got Ram's power, definitely. Just like this. But I will show you one day. Or actually you can come outside the deity kitchen and I'll show you that pan. And you try and lift it. And you will see yourself, I'm not joking, this is real business, you know. So she's empowered by Lord Ram. And then once that pot is there on the cooker, the paneer is there, and then she's so nicely and delicately moving like this and this and this. For so long, I don't think any men, sorry, I mean, I'm just stating a fact, okay, ladies. Any man can be patient enough to just stay near the cooker and just do this, do this, do this, do this. You know, so she's so patient, okay. And that's how this Mangal Sweet is so special, that all around the world, Mother Kulangana Sweets are world famous from Bhaktivedanta Manor. So Bhaktivedanta Manor ki jai. And Srila Prabhupada ki jai. But now I can take questions for 2-3 minutes because we are over time. Hare Krishna. Okay. Enough. Speaking now, listen. Oh, one last thing. If I may, one last thing. Here, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he says, right. It was this side. Yeah. This side, yes. Yes. I, Nanda, Tanuja, Kinkaram, Patitam, Mam, Vishame, Pavam, Budho, Kripaya, Tava, Pada, Pankaja, Stita, Duli, Sajisham, Vinchintaya. What does that mean? Our son of Maharaj Nanda, Krishna, I am your eternal servitor. Yet somehow or other, I have fallen into the ocean of birth and death. Please pick me up from this ocean of death and place me as one of the atoms at your lotus feet. So this whole creation is for us in ISKCON to try and touch his lotus feet. We have to get there. Sorry, now we can finish. Thank you. I can finish. Now you start to ask questions, please. Hare Krishna. Or comments. Can I take this side? Mataji is first. Ladies first.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. I just wanted to thank you sincerely for a lovely class. Very concise and practical. And I've never heard the analogy of cooking the sweet rice so nicely with the Lord's energy, because I was reflecting on that, what you said, that it's difficult to understand how things can be manifested by the Lord's energy. But if you look at something like Ayurveda, it looks at the Mahapanchbhut, the five great elements, and obviously that's coming from Krishna. And so you can have all the ingredients in the kitchen, the rice, the milk, everything. But if you just put those things in a pot, nothing happens until you add fire. And so fire is Krishna, because everybody said, you know, the fire is Krishna's tongue, the tongue of Vishnu. And so the same way when we have our initiations or things like that, it's only by the tongue of Vishnu the fire transforms things. Okay. And so I was reflecting on that, so it was very nice. Thank you for giving me that realization.
Thank you.
And that the cook is the instrument, and it's only by Krishna's energy, the fire coming together, that the cook can make anything happen. Absolutely. Otherwise they just put things in the pot and nothing actually happens.
Also, when we cook, unless we have Krishna's mercy and his glance and Radharani's permission to be in the kitchen, nothing happens.
Yeah.
You do the same thing at home, it doesn't work. So that's why it's called a deity kitchen, Hare Krishna. But I want to expand on that a little bit. What we are talking about is the fire. Yes? The analogy of fire is that it has got two elements, heat and light. So here, Krishna is actually showing his energies, different energies. So one energy is producing three Vishnus. Okay? So his energy, always energy. Then his glance. Yeah? So fire has got two energies, light and heat. That was the main point here. Okay, anybody else? The other example Krishna gave, Srila Prabhupada gives in this, is very nice. What is that? It's about the sky and the wind. Yes? The sky is untouched. Sky is there, and, you know, all his energies are untouched. So Krishna is there, and his energies are there, but he's untouched. He's above. Yeah? Mukundahari Prabhu mentioned something the other day in this class. And then Vrindavan Chandra also continued. But if we can learn one thing, that birth, death, old age, disease, yes? So there is a nice example about disease. So disease is something, you know, nobody wants. So how do you get out of disease? This is. So ease is with Krishna consciousness. If you are not with Krishna consciousness, ISKCON, then you are diseased. Can you all follow that little example? You are diseased, but to be eased, yeah, you have to be with Krishna. But otherwise, you are diseased. Okay? So if you take that away today and tell your friends, you know, come join ISKCON. Okay, any other comments or questions, please? This side or that side? You're all pandits, you should. Smarahari, Prabhu? Must have comment. No comment? Huh? Yes, Srinivas Prabhu.
You mentioned in your class about the three Vishnus.
Yes.
So the Karna, like this Vishnu, is Mahavishnu himself, isn't it?
Yes.
Mahavishnu, Garbhadakasya Vishnu.
Yes.
From him he covers half the universe with his sweat.
Yes.
Then the Shridakasya Vishnu
enters the atoms. He enters. And us.
He has a
Paramatma.
He has a milk ocean where he resides.
Yeah, nice. Garbhadakasya.
Shridakasya,
no? Shridakasya is milk ocean.
Milk ocean, yeah, that's, yeah. Yeah.
Very nice.
He's a super soul, everyone. And it's through him that all the expansions come.
Yes.
All the incarnations come through him. That's why the
demigods. Shiro means again what we just talked about. Milk ocean.
That's where all the demigods go when there's disturbance in the universe. They go and pray to him.
Only solution. Brahma is the one who can communicate.
Yeah,
the others are just beside him. Yeah. Watching, you know, as we always watch on the sidelines. Yes, Prabhu. Very nice. Good comment. Tarun Prabhu. I suppose it's on the edges. Okay. Tarun Prabhu is asking whether this refers to the milk ocean here in this material world or spiritual world. Is that a question? Yeah. So, I'm not very clear, but my assumption is, yes, it is. See, it's all creation of Krishna, but I think the milk ocean is on the border. So, Lord Brahma is allowed to go there. He doesn't, you know, to answer all our questions or answer Bhumi's problems. So, it is on the edge. Borderline. So they have to go to this milk ocean and then, you know, obviously Krishna is there. So I'm not sure of the answer unless you know better.
There's seven oceans in the material universe.
Yes.
One of them is milk.
Okay, so it is in the material ocean.
In the material universe.
Material universe, okay. So each one is 10 times bigger than the other, but yes, as Adi Purush confirms, it is material ocean. Yes, yes. Yeah. Correct. Okay. Thank you for telling us. Any other?
World. That's also Vishnu. And in Druvaloka as well, there is manifestation of Vishnu as well. So we've got a few places of spiritual planet with Vishnu are manifested within the universe.
Thank you very much, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.